Thinking Digital 2015. I'm standing with Herb Kim. Hello.
Hello.
You just informed me this is my sixth year.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And it's great to see you every year.
And it's great to be here. I was talking about the kind of continuity that seems to flow across the years. The fact that there's always new faces, there's always people discovering, and yet there is a really wonderful familiarity with kind of the people that keep coming back, maybe bringing those people with them.
Yeah.
What are we going to store this year?
To some extent, it's I hate to say more of the same, but in some extent, it is more of the same. It's meant to be. Mostly, it's less about that we've got some amazing new speaker from Apple or Microsoft or whatever, although we occasionally will host those speakers. It's more that we facilitate an environment that lets people kind of sit back, relax, defocus, if you will, and sort of zoom out a little bit and try to kind of get a sense of where the larger story is going.
I definitely felt a little bit of that today. I never think of today as being technically day one of Thinking Digital, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, no. We've actually, I guess, one thing that we have tried this year is to kind of raise the quality. To some extent, the emphasis has always been on the conference and the keynotes and getting that perfect. And this year, we thought, well, you know, we have this half day where we're engaging a lot of people. Let's challenge ourselves to see, well, how could we make it more varied? You know, deepen the quality. On the startups, for example, this year we really push ourselves to really recruit. You know, a lot of great startups. So we normally only host 10. This year we hosted 12 because we thought the quality was so high. And so we're making an effort to make the first day a really special day as well.
And some crazy good ideas and people doing workshops all over the place. I partook in the Storygami workshop today, a fascinating experiment of overlaying HTML5 onto my already existing videos. It's kind of nice to bring some back from the dead as such and do that. We're stood right now in glorious sunshine when everything told me it was going to chuck it down the whole week on floor 6 of the Baltic.
That's right, yes, right. So we're at 6 Baltic. This is the Baltic Center for the Contemporary Arts. Most of this building is a modern art center. And this is where the sort of opening speaker's dinner has been.
This is the sensible, keep everybody relatively soberish, even though we're being looked after. Not too crazy. Things have yet to really take off.
Wow, you have read right through. This is a moment. You've read the secret code. Yeah, that's right. Actually, this is not a celebration dinner at all. It's an attempt to try and keep people like yourself and other speakers sober, because I know if we just let you out into the wild that we may not get some of you back tomorrow.
Only because I know that the attendees are partying hard from like about 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, you'll remember Blaise Arcas Aguirre last year from Google, who he still hasn't talked to me anymore.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to share?
No comment.
So, yeah, he still hasn't recovered. That was an amazing night. Yeah. Pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well, he won't talk to me anymore, so he's blaming your mistakes on me. So.
Oh, great. I love it. So tell me, who's looking after us tonight? Because obviously all of this hospitality tonight and for the next 2 days, you've got a lot of people plugged into Thinking Digital. Financially?
Yeah, so I mean, a big part of how this works is that, you know, we have a number of partners that support us. So tonight is Nigel Wright, who's been working with us to do the recruiting for this new Tech North initiative that I'm involved in. We've got the Digital Institute and Newcastle University are a major sponsor, and Sage are a major sponsor as well, the local FTSE 100 software company that we've got. Shout Digital is a new entrant this year in terms of a new sponsor.
That's interesting, because the sponsor who's sponsoring tonight, what's his name again?
Nigel Wright. It's a recruitment consultant.
I looked at his website last week, and it's totally different to the website he's got tonight, because he's been talking to your other sponsor, who is Shout.
That's right, actually. Yeah, wow, fantastic. Well, I'm glad to see that that collaboration and cross-feeding of intelligences is happening even before Thinking Digital.
Before, exactly. That's the kind of behavior you are attempting to nurture and continue over the next few days. Well, I'm hoping to grab as much audio as I can. There's some fascinating people I've already got to meet. Whether I can coax them into sharing their stories into a microphone, we will see.
Later tonight at the Malbar, I'm sure, right?
Yes, yeah. That's where we're going. Remind me of that. Remind me of that later on. Yeah, the Malbar.
Christian's Lair.
Oh, no, no, the cocktails. I've got a new app for cocktails as well. It's going to be a nightmare. Herb, thank you very much once again for getting all of this together.
Thanks for coming, being a part of it.